Any question?
No.
So everybody knows what we are talking about. So be it. What are we talking about? We are talking about not having and not being. The other state of mind, being, is what? Being is a phenomena for animals. Animal life is there, and there are living creatures, and we see them. They surprise us, bizarre, this and that and that, but altogether they have only a simple goal, which is to remain alive, to keep this existence with remaining alive and reproducing. Right? That is life. What about you? Was that you? Does it explain you? Because you do a lot of stuff to have a good name when you die. You worry a lot about how the other people feel about you. And there are stuff which are not explainable, which are beyond the logic. Pity. Is it logical?
No.
But we have it. And at the end of the bizarre stuff, if you climb up the ladder of art and the beauty and go to the influence of the music, one guy, Ludwig von Beethoven, remember him? Magic. What are all these stuff for? These are all the outcome of we being connected together, being together in another dimension. That's beyond the logic. We talked about it, book 5, and we told you that. That is what love is all about. Love is the opposite of that self-adoring animal. It's selflessness. How do you arrive there? We explained it all. Now, these are the final words. We are talking about the final conclusions here that we are advancing. Okay, we made that story. Why? We always make a story because that's the only way you remember what we are talking about. Stories. And when you're listening to the stories, your imagination flies and your thoughts and all of that. That's what the story is, to explain unexplainable and to go beyond the meaning of the logic conversation. And we need that. Why do we need that? vidyatin chetana, beyond the logic. So we need something to explain beyond the logic. How? We need stories to provoke your imagination, and we need the poetic language. That's the problem here. We need this poetic language. Rumi didn't like this one up to 40 years. Then he realized, oh, this is the only way we could talk about it, because that will provoke your imagination, because no words has the same or one meaning in poetry. Each word is a gate towards a lot of meanings. That's what it is. And look around globally, all the people who are talking about this enlightenment, they use the poetic language. That's a trick. So, what is our story? Your best wishes. What is your best wish? You want it without doing anything about it. You confess that you're lazy and you say, oh my God, you created me like this, so give it to me. What will happen? He will give it to you. We have seen it. He will give it to you, but you don't know what to do with it. Whatever is given to you is a tool, and you must know how to use it, right? This stuff, you don't know what to do with it. So, competition. What is the influence of the competition? Everybody will come in. Then the head, the king, ha ha ha, okay, give it to me. And the king will try. But even the king doesn't know what to do with it. Yes, this is the trick of the magic. Nobody knows what to do with it. They all push too much. They throw and cover a big space. They don't know that it's down there. He said, put it in the instrument and drop it. He didn't say pull it. But you add the pull it in it, don't you? In your life. Whoever is talking whatever with you, you add something to it. Always, not knowingly. I was thinking. The excuses, but this is talking. Why? Why this is talking? Because that's the only thing it knows. What else does it know? Your brain. What does it do? Just blah, 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 blah. Talking. In what language? In a silly personal language of yours. Your brain is always talking. Anyhow, let's come back. We stopped the story and we came to another story, within the story, to explain this stuff. Because, okay, we said, you know what, we don't know about it, and somehow we have to talk about it, and we know a little bit about it, and we know that some people know, And what should we do? Should we talk? Should we keep quiet, not to say anything, or blah, 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 blah? So, stop the point, because the point is difficult now. Let's explain it. Who is the volunteer tonight to read? You. Read.
Story of the disciple of Sheikh Hasan Karakini, may God sanctify his spirit. A dervish went from the town of Talakan because of the fame of Abu al-Hussein of Karakan. He traversed the mountains and the long valley to visit the Sheikh, who was endowed with sincerity and fervent supplication. Although the affections and injuries which he suffered on the road are deserving, I will abridge.
Do you remember the verse that I read in the last paragraph? He said, I don't know, because we are a little bit silly. So what should I do? Should I talk properly about the subject, bring it out, or should I hide it? Or maybe this is 2036, or do both in turns, now silence, now speech, and so on. So he's exactly doing it. We say, okay, the story of this guy who is looking for the master is a long story. Is it? Or it's not? Let's go back right at the beginning. What was the first solution? Find a master. Do you remember that? Is it? Although this is what we have to go back again and talk again, but I'll cut it short. Please remember whatever I said about this. So we make this long, long, meaningful trip of someone looking for the master. We make it short here. Yes?
When the young man reached the end of his journey, he asked to be directed to the house of that king. As soon as he knocked at his door with 100 reverences, the wife put forth her head from the door of the house, saying, "What do you want, tell kind sir?" He replied, "I have come with the intention of paying a visit."
Nonsense. First of all, he searches and he will find the house of the master. He will knock the door. Who will come out? The woman. Do you remember? Book one, we talked about it. The woman is in the house. And?